Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so today I want to do this video, right? But before I do this video, before I go into the video, I just want to share with you that I'm not here to blame anybody or to like say that, oh, agent no good or whatsoever. I just want to share what is happening in the market. And because now the market has slowly become not so good for the resale market. So a lot of things are happening, you know, agents' business may not be so good, they may not have a lot of customer, the income may have dropped. So I'm not trying to blame anything, but I want to show you at different part of the real estate cycle, right? We see different kind of issues. So if you follow me long enough, you know that I did videos about like when the market was good, wow, tenant, how la, customer, how la, you know. So now when the market is not good, right, we start to have a different set of issues. And in today's video, I'm going to share with you a few of these experiences from people that I know happened to them, happened to them. It happens quite consistently because all this all happened in about 2 to 3 weeks. So I just want to share with you what has happened. And I also will share with you my views and help you understand whether you are a consumer or whether you are an agent. I also want you to understand what is wrong over here and why, how can things be done better, and also some of the reasons behind it. Okay, so let's go. Okay, the first one, I want to start with the worst, the most scary part of it. Okay, so I will say that everything is my experience, like easier, like, you know, I keep thinking of my friend, and I do go and think which friend again. Okay, so just assume that all these experience are all my experience. Okay, so that this agent that inquire on a Tuesday, okay, he inquire about a property. I will think about it whether I should put the screenshot or not, because all these are all real. I never make up any of these stories. So some I have the screenshot, some I don't have. So this agent messaged to arrange a viewing for Sunday on a Tuesday. Okay, on a Tuesday he messaged. So I told you already, I assume it's me. Everything is assumed that it happens to me. So I reply the person and say that, oh, okay, yeah, you can arrange with me on Friday again. Okay, so I explain why. Because normally, right, you cannot arrange on Tuesday because all the senior agents or the very experienced agent, they will know why we don't arrange a viewing so early in advance. Because a lot of times what we experience is people arrange on Tuesday, then they forget that they need to come on Saturday, Sunday. Or they arrange on Tuesday, then later on Friday, they tell you, oh, sorry, they have something on, they start to cancel. Or they arrange on Tuesday, then we got an offer on the Thursday for last week buyer. Then we have to go and find back, oh, this unit, or which arrange, how many viewing did we arrange? You need to go and cancel one by one. So by experience, senior agents, people that are very experienced in the industry, they do not arrange viewing so in advance. So this is one of the reasons. Okay, and another reason is this agent, okay, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, this agent ever arranged a viewing, also same thing, arranged on a Wednesday and then arranged for a Sunday viewing but cancelled on a Saturday. So we have all the records of all the agent, what have you done and all these things. Okay, so frankly speaking, it's also partly because of all this experience, so we know how to handle all these situations better. Okay, so let's go in straight to the topic. So we told him that, okay, you have to message on Friday. Then he replied aggressively. Okay, I don't know whether you take it as aggressively or not, but to us, it's an aggressive statement. Please be professional agent. Don't be a ridiculous fella. Are you a joke? That's why he messaged. Yeah. You know, just by telling him that, please message me on Friday again. Okay, because the seller only confirmed the viewing on Friday. He replied, please be professional agent. Don't be a ridiculous fella. Are you a joke? Can you believe it? I'm when we received this, we were shocked, you know. Then later on, he says, then he, later on, he start to call, you know. He start to call, wanting to scold us or confront us. But we never reply, okay. So what we do is we just reply him, please watch your manners. Okay, so this is how scary it is. If this is your agent, if your agent didn't successfully arrange a viewing, then you know why. If you get this kind of agent, no manners, very hostile, or like some gangster want to fight, then I think this is a big no-no. To me, this is like what? Are you trying to threaten me just because I call you to call me back? Actually, we were very amazed with what has happened. Why so hostile? You know, before that, the conversation was still like, oh, very normal and there was nothing much. Then later on, he start to reply this, you know. And before that, he still, okay, let's go in. Before that, before this scolding, he says that, I told him that you can message on Friday. He say, please message me. I already sent in the inquiry instead of asking me to repeatedly send. If you're serious to sell, please update. You see, the thing is, if you must understand, in the correct point is that you can have a lot of clients, but the seller side also have a lot of buyer, you know. So we are trying to tell you that the seller cannot confirm viewing now, and we are only not selling one unit. There's a lot of units that we are selling, So we tell you nicely that you can check back on Friday. So you don't need to reply like that, Is it serious? If you're serious to sell, then please update. So to me, this is very hostile already, because as an agent to agent, we are like, should be like friends, you know, we are working together, you know, in the same industry. Why you want to hurt each other? So this is, to me, is already very scary. He's so hostile, you know, we don't know what will happen. Maybe he come for viewing, he punch me, how? You know, so it's for my safety, Okay, so this is one of the situations, This is situation one. Now I'm going to share with you situation two. Situation two, is very special. Okay, situation two, there won't be any screenshot, Situation two is I arrange a viewing for my buyer, and my buyer went to view the unit. Guess what? After viewing the unit, my buyer told me, Aaron, the agent tell me that Aaron is not free. He gave a name card. My buyer say he gave a name card to my buyer and asked my buyer to contact him. So this is undercut. This is against the CEA ruling and against the government's law. He gave a name card to my customer, okay? To tell my customer, got any if you have an offer, you can just message me directly. I don't know what is he trying to do, okay? Because in the industry, okay, if you don't understand the industry, you are not supposed to give name card to the other clients that belongs to the other agent, okay? You're not supposed to give name card because you are under a co-broke relationship. So agent should communicate with agent, not you as a seller agent give a name card to the buyer which has an agent. So when my buyer actually tell me this, that wow, the agent is so unethical, then I was like, wow, amazing. We message the agent and say, hey, my buyer tell me this, is it true? Then he start to say, I thought you are busy lah. I'll give all kinds of excuses lah, okay? Then later start to apologize lah, say sorry. I got scared already because he's trying to violate a law. This one can bring up to the council one. This one can bring up to the government and it's a case because you're not supposed to undercut. It's a very obvious undercut. So anyway, I'm not that kind of people. I just didn't reply and I just hope that he don't do it again. Because to me, this is a very unethical move. So my buyer says, my buyer tell me, Aaron, now the industry maybe no good. So people are all trying to survive. So all kinds of methods are being used. I can tell you all, you can check with my buyer. I only tell my buyer one thing, which is my customer. It doesn't matter whether the industry good or no good. Ethics and moral come first. That's all I have to say. Okay, from the first day I started this channel, that's all I have to say. Okay? Okay, second, third situation. So this all happens within 2 weeks. It's quite scary. Again, this agent messaged on a Tuesday. Again, same thing, message on a Tuesday, trying to arrange for a Saturday viewing, I think, on a Saturday viewing. Then we told him that the seller can only confirm on a Friday. Same thing, the seller can only confirm on Friday. Please message us again. He messaged on a Friday and say, how? Is it viewing confirmed? So we told him that seller decides viewing is Saturday 3 o'clock. Please confirm if you are coming. His reply is, bro, seriously? The whole time I'm arranging for Sunday. So I told him, sorry, the owner can only arrange on Saturday. And I have already told you that the viewing will only be confirmed by the owner on a Friday. You know what he replied? Damn waste time. Owner not serious. Guys, I tell you, it's the way you talk, you know. What damn waste time? Owner not serious. Then your buyer not serious. Why your buyer cannot make it on a Sunday? Same thinking from the seller side. Seller is not free. Or seller is not shopping center, you know. It's not window shopping. Seller can only open on a Saturday. Your buyer only free on a Sunday. Then cannot, lor. You arrange next week, lor. Why you want to go and say things to people? Hey, your seller not serious, Then the seller also think your buyer not serious. Why your buyer cannot come on a Saturday? If your buyer is so serious to buy, why your buyer don't make time? It's the same, you know, so no need to quarrel about all these things. I feel that why people need to coder, you know, the way you talk, the way you express yourself, whether is it in words or whether is it in message or whether is it you say it out. It's the same concept, you know. You need to have mutual respect. I think the number one thing when agent talk to agent is you need to have respect, need to have empathy. Seller has seller's thinking, buyer has buyer's thinking. The job of the agent, right, is to help the seller and buyer come together to create a successful deal. But if the agent cannot even come together with another agent, then you are not a good agent, and you are not doing your job properly, lor. You know, I feel that people that reply like this, like the first one also say the same thing. Your seller not serious, You know, why need to ask on Friday? Then we will have the same concept. If you are serious, you will ask on Friday, right? Your buyer not serious, You know? So, again, you have to understand, as a seller, when the seller sell house, now in the situation, there is a lot of CC Lulu buyer in the market. So, sometimes agent or seller will go through a qualified process. The seller will also think, you know, if you are serious, why don't you message on a Friday? Same concept. So, to me, there's no right or wrong. But I feel that, importantly, don't use your words to hurt other people. Have mutual respect, you know. Have a certain level of professionalism, even between agents. Have certain level of professionalism, okay? Fourth scenario, I'm going to show you. Fourth scenario, okay? Fourth scenario is a very special scenario because it's an agent, okay? It's an agent. He wanted to sell his house himself. So he is also the seller. So he's the agent, he's also a seller. So he marketed the unit, then people come and see, you know, then people want to make an offer. So they were discussing negotiation, everything. Then suddenly this haven't signed any document, haven't go into OTP, haven't confirmed anything. Then the seller, which is also the agent, found out that he has a bank lock-in, meaning that he has a bank lock-in period. He can only sell and complete the sale on a certain date. So he tell the buyer agent that sorry, can only complete on 5th November, example. Cannot complete earlier. The buyer agent say cannot. Need to complete earlier. So he say, I need to pay a penalty of 9,000. So I will increase the price by 9,000, because I don't want to pay the penalty. You want to buy earlier, then you pay the penalty. I don't want to pay the penalty. That's why I tell you have to be after 5th November. Then the agent replied. This is the agent's reply, because it was forwarded to me. I can tell you, it's really the words. It's really how you talk. And it's really about the ethic, moral, and how you use words to hurt people. The agent say to the seller, it's not agent say, it's the buyer agent say to the seller. It's not agent-agent communication. It's buyer agent say to the seller. This one I really cannot understand. You are saying to another customer. And to be frank, in the industry, you represent your buyer, but the seller is the one paying you the agent fee. Can you have a little bit of manners? I'm very shocked to see this. She say, increase price after mutual agreement. No integrity, though you have all the rights. He sent this to the seller, this buyer agent. Increase price after mutual agreement. No integrity, though you have all the rights. But the thing is, the seller didn't increase price. The seller increased price because the buyer agent insisted on a completion that is before November 5th, which will cause a penalty to the seller. So the seller increased the price so that if you want to complete early, you pay the penalty. So the seller agreed to the same price, but got to complete on 5th November. The seller didn't increase the price. I want to clarify this. So this message is very unnecessary. First of all, you scold the seller, as an agent, you scold the seller that the seller has no integrity. It may be a very small word, no integrity, it's just two words. It may mean nothing to you, but you may have just offended and hurt somebody. Why must you say this kind of thing in a negotiation? Negotiation also need to have quota, you know. Negotiation also need to have ethics, also need to have courtesy, also need to have manners. Negotiation doesn't mean you go and scold people and force people to drop the price, squeeze people and whack people and punch people and then hope people drop the price. It doesn't work like that. Negotiation is supposed to be two parties coming together in a very respectful manner to come to a consensus so that they both sell and buy happily. Okay? So I'm very amazed when this agent, which is the buyer agent, sent this message to the seller. I don't know what to say, man. I tell you, it's really out of my mind, man. So I told the seller that you go and tell the agent that explain to the agent this. I already told you, you can go for the same price by completion 5th November. Okay? And first of all, and next, the seller was so angry. The seller says that he don't want to sell to this agent anymore. It's not the buyer, it's this agent. He doesn't want to work with this agent. He's not happy with it because he don't understand why is he being insulted. Why does the agent need to insult him and say that he has no integrity when he put it very clear that he needs to complete on 5th November because he doesn't want to pay penalty, the bank penalty. So, I don't know. After all this, I just have to say that all these are all of the same scenario. I don't know why God decides to give me an approach to all these people within the last 2 to 3 weeks. But maybe he want me to do this video. I don't know. But I just feel that it's about ethics, manners, being polite, being courtesy, being professional, the way you talk. It's not difficult, you know. But I don't know why people just want to shoot their mouth. Are they in a very stressful environment? The market is not doing well. They don't have a lot of clients. They are very desperate to close the deal. So if you have such agent, then I'm so sorry, because you don't close deal not because you cannot close deal, not because you cannot afford. It's because of the competency of your agent. I really cannot understand. You know, people ask me, what's this agent? How you customer? People say, wow, this kind of agent still got customer engage them. I tell you, because in front of their customer, they show one face, like, oh, yeah, no problem. Oh, can, we should help you. Behind, they message people like they are the gangster, you know, like they are the king of the gang, and they have no manners. So in the end, the one that scold people, nobody want to work with him. Second, you go insult the seller. Why would the seller still want to sell you? The seller already feels so insulted, and the seller feels like, What kind of professionalism? I tell you, the seller never complain you ah. Already tao chiu already. You really very lucky that seller never go to the council and complain you already. What kind of standard do you have? So that's it lah. I don't know whether this video is to go out to agents, new agents or consumer, but I just want to explain all these things. The perspective is everybody is in this market together. The job of the agent need to have professionalism, manners, respect, ethics, and moral. If you cannot uphold, don't be an agent, because why make your own life difficult? You know, I don't see why another agent need to receive your negativity and receive your insult for no reason, you know? So again, some things that you can bring away from this from this experience is that the industry experienced agent, nobody arrange viewing 1-2 weeks in advance one, because there's a lot of uncertainty that will happen. The unit can be sold, you know, you suddenly cancel viewing. People don't want to cancel viewing, have the problem to cancel and change, and then so people always arrange viewing 1-2 days in advance. So this is something that y'all can learn, and also have manners. It doesn't matter whether you are represent the seller or whether you are representing the buyer, or you are the buyer yourself, or you are the tenant yourself. Is this a buyer market, seller market, market good, market no good? Again, basic, have manners, be respectful, have ethics. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. See you in the next episode. I'm sorry if this is a very negative video, but I hope it gives you 2 cents worth to take home, because I think this is very important part that should be actually shared to the industry. Thank you and bye bye.